Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Suddenly by Barbara Dilinski, narrated by Carol Monda, and directed by Stephen Mosbleck. This book is copyrighted 1993 by Barbara Dilinski. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. In the idyllic small town of Tucker, Vermont, life flows at a rhythmic pace for Paige Pfeiffer. But her comfortable world is about to be shattered, leaving Paige to cope with very trying consequences. And now, Suddenly.
Chapter 1. Paige Pfeiffer ran at the front of the pack, setting a pace that a less bold 39-year-old might not dare, but she had a point to prove, and a bet to win. The bet involved dinner at Bernie's Bernays, Central Vermont's most she-she restaurant. The point was that a woman her age who was in shape could easily beat a woman half her age who wasn't. At stake was the respect of the Mount Court Academy girls' varsity cross-country team, of which she was head coach for the fifth year in a row. The race had become a tradition, albeit a predictable one. For the first of the 3 miles, the girls tossed cocky comments from one to the next. The comments waned during the second mile, which wove through a path in the woods and grew demanding of teenage bodies that had spent the summer indulging in the luxuries of the rich. Back on the road for the third mile, the pack thinned. Laboring runners fell behind. Only the stars of the team stayed with Paige. There were 6 stars this year. 5 of them had run for her the year before. The other was new to the school.
"How we doing?"
Paige asked of the group, and heard gasping complaints. Feeling wicked, she smiled.
"Let's pick it up."
She moved easily ahead of the others. 3 moved with her. Minutes later, when she increased the pace again, only 1 remained. It was the new girl, so quiet up to that point that Paige knew little more than that her name was Sarah Dickinson. Paige was surprised by her stamina. She was doubly surprised when, with a surge of speed, the girl took the lead. Paige had to work to stay with her as they turned in under the wrought iron arch that marked the school's entrance, and for a minute she wondered if indeed she were past her prime. When the thought of that rankled, she dug deep inside and found the wherewithal to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?